I said it. The reason why Femi is stingy is not just him, it's generational. No, so Bolu Femi, Mona come.
Fathers can pass what is in them to their children.
I can even give you biblical examples why fathers can pass what is in them to their children. Follow me, let's go.
Moses was called the meekest man on earth, yet his anger denied him from entering the promised land. How can the meekest man be angry? The two does not go together, but follow me, let's go. Do you know where Moses' anger came from? It came from 10 generations away, Levi. Levi was the one who passed that anger down to Moses' generation and caused Moses not to enter the promised land. When Shechem raped Dinah, I don't know what they call it, Simeon and Levi, they went into Shechem's nation and destroyed the entire nation. So when Jacob was on his dying bed, he spoke about the anger of Levi. He said, for anger is locked or rest in the bosom of Levi. So anger waited for 10 generations and took the prominent one out of them. 10 generations later,
Rebekah had Esau and Jacob. Rebekah loved Jacob, while Isaac loved Esau.
Rebekah paved way for Jacob. He told Jacob to go and deceive Isaac to collect the blessing meant for Esau. But Jacob said, what if Isaac finds out that I am not Esau and he curses me? Guess what the mother said? The mother said to him, let the curse be upon me. So why would Rebekah do that? Don't forget, Rebekah was the sister of Laban. Laban was the one who deceived Jacob and changed the income of Jacob 10 times. So Rebekah brought the koni-koni from her father's house to her husband's house and even named her son Jacob. He named him koni-koni. Have you forgotten? What is the meaning of Jacob? He's trickster. So you see, for that family, now koni-koni for the family. So yes, they discover that later in the future that there is koni-koni in the family, there is no problem. He's just from their lineage. This is how deep family line or pattern can affect generation until Joseph came, which was the transitional man. In every family, there must be a transitional man. So if there is any pattern in your life or in your family, Jesus Christ will take them away. It will be wiped out in the name of Jesus. God can take away every pattern, but price has to be paid. Now you need to be able to spend time with God more than your distraction. That is where the price is. So you must remain at the altar so that you can alter those patterns. That is why I love the singer, Sio Yekon, that said, leave me at the altar with my father. So you need to be able to spend more time with God than your distraction. That is where the exchange is going to be. Follow me for more tips and more updates. God bless you. I see you. Bye.
God is faithful. 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 God is faithful.